This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, on Monday, we saw the president call on the Special Investigating Unit to investigate allegations of corruption, fraud and maladministration in the offices of the Master of the High Court around the country. And for years, insolvency lawyers have whispered about corruption inside the various master's offices, so it's a welcome development. I'm joined now by Rene Becker, who's the Chief Operations Officer of SA Restructuring and Insolvency Practitioners, SARIPA. Evening, Rene.
Good evening, Michael.
Now, most people, I think, may never have heard of the Master of the High Court, but I think at some point, most of us will have to interact with the Master's office, whether you're wealthy or poor, whoever you are, because when a loved one dies, it has to be reported to one of the 15 Master's offices in the country, and they really deal with deceased assets and how they're distributed to the right people. But what role, broadly speaking, does the Master's office serve within the judicial system?
Well, the Master is a branch of the Director of Justice and Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. That's one of the branches of the Master's, Master's Office. As you said, there's 15 Master's Offices nationwide. And each Master's Office has various divisions, Insolvency Division, the Deceased Estate that you referred to, and the Guardians Fund. Trust division and a division that deals with curatorship. So every master's office has those various divisions.
And when it comes to curatorships, it's curatorships of all sorts of things, funds and businesses who might be in business rescue, for example, who then might go into liquidation. All of these things fall under the purview of the Master's Office. So it's critically important that it functions. What have been the big complaints and issues with the Master's Offices around the country over the last few years?
Michael, well, from my perspective and from my members, our members' perspective, they have, I have been inundated with complaints regarding that every master in the different regions do not have a unified approach to insolvency. So this may sound, for our members, if you get appointed at the Master Pretoria, you need to complete these forms, and this approach will be the approach to do. And then should you be appointed at a master's office in Durban, there will be a different set of rules. And that is really one of the main problems that I am trying to address on behalf of my members. And then, of course, they have, we have problems with the master not responding timely. There is a huge problem with the master not convening first meetings timely. And that is crucial in the sense that you can only get a final appointment of the liquidator once the first meeting of creditors has been held. And unfortunately, the current Act makes provision that the master has to hold as to convene this first meeting of creditors. So there are many hiccups in the day-to-day administration that our members encounter.
And it does look like this SIU investigation is going to look into all of those matters. It's not just corruption. In the list of areas I've got in front of me, it's the supervision of the administration of companies and closed corporations and liquidation. It's the safeguarding of all the documentary material in respect of estates, insolvencies and liquidations. There was that case, I think last year, Business Day reporting that 45,000 trust files went missing from the Pretoria office of the Master of the High Court. I mean, it's bizarre that could even happen.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, Master Pretoria has a space problem that I've picked up, in that my members are saying they lodge documentation and a month or so down the line, the master says, but the file has been sent to storage. So then they have to recreate what the master refers to as a dummy file. And, you just find that you're producing documents, and everyone is trying to work towards a paperless and a digital system, but that is just not, we can't see that in the near future, and it's having an impact on our members day to day. practices.
So, Renee, you welcome this investigation. Are you confident that it's going to start turning things around at the Master's office?
We are. We welcome it. We are hopeful, and we believe that this is the start of making a difference. And we will definitely be monitoring this very closely.
Renee Becker, COO, thank you very much, of the South African Restructuring and Insolvency Practitioners Association.